Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show. And as always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. Today's show is going to talk on a topic that comes to my attention quite often, and I'm sure that it comes to a lot of you guys' attention as you're doing business, as you're talking with people, as you're meeting people, even as you're socializing, be it that it's in a work environment or that it's in a business environment. You know, no matter what, it seems like it's always happening. And for those of us that do it, or those of you that do it, you need to stop doing it, because guess what? It's not helping you in your overall goals. It's actually communicating a message that is counterproductive of the message that you want to express to people. I know some people are thinking, what is this guy talking about? You know, what is this thing that I'm doing that's counterproductive to my goals, to my dreams, to my passions, to my success? Well, that thing is, when you're talking to somebody, looking around like you're looking for something, like your conversation or the conversation that the person is having with you is boring. Looking around as if you're instead of farming. If you're a networker, then of course you want to be a farmer. You want to be somebody that, you know, grows and cultivates a relationship with other people. And then from those relationships, you grow to the point where you can do business with that person. Basically, you're doing business with people that you know, like, and trust, and people who know, like, and trust you are also now doing business with you. So that's the overall goal. However, if the entire time that you're talking to somebody, you know, be it that it's a man or a woman, it looks like you're looking for the next person to talk to, as if you're not interested in the conversation, as if your mind is on other things or other places, then you're not communicating a message that is going to be really heard. You're not really going to be getting your point across, because, again, that person kind of feels as though they must be a nuisance, or they must be in the way, or what they're saying isn't important, or you must have something better to do than talk to them. And it really could be something that hurts you with your goals and aspirations when you're looking to try to talk to another individual to, again, grow and nurture a relationship and also move yourself into a position of trust. Now, for those of you that may not know it, I'm a big BNI fan in the sense of I read a lot of Ivan Meisner's books, who's the founder and chairman of BNI. Bob Berg's books. He's another motivational speaker who also believes in the giver's gain, and he's the gentleman that, you know, follows the same philosophy as BNI, of course, in his own way and his own flavor, but the basics are the same. He wrote Go Giver and Go Giver Sell More, which are phenomenal books, and Ivan Meisner has co-written several books like, Sex and Networking, Not What You Think, Networking Like a Pro, and an enormous amount of other books that are phenomenal in the sense of helping business people and professionals and others to network effectively, to make it cost effective. Because, again, networking is probably the most solid form of marketing. However, unlike something that's quick, you know, unlike the microwave mindset that a lot of people like to use, networking is something where you actually have to grow a relationship. You actually have to grow trust. You still need to have a quality service. You still need to be on time. You still need to do all of the things that are essential for people to want to do business with you, have a quality product. However, networking and word-of-mouth networking is probably, again, the most powerful networking. Again, like Lee Abraham. Lee Abraham is another gentleman that has a phenomenal book. Money on the Table, Referrals in the, Money, Referrals on the Table, Money in the Bank, and all of the above. I may have said that backwards, but either way, Lee Abraham, he also co-wrote a book, Money on the Table, Referrals in the Bank, with Ivan Meisner, which is another phenomenal book that I would suggest that you get. But back to the topic in which we're talking about. The topic that we're talking about is eye contact. What are you looking at? Or what are you looking for, I wonder? Because I constantly see it. I see it in men that are talking to women, be it that the woman may be a little bit endowed in the upper regions. Instead of the gentleman looking at the woman in her eyes and having a conversation, he's looking at her breast area. I've even seen women that have looked down at crotches, believe it or not. But that's the point of this is to, one, a lot of people, even though you know you're doing it, it's so ingrained in some people that they don't even realize they're doing it. So the reason for this show is actually to bring it to people's attention that you're doing it. And if you don't think you're doing it, be conscious of the fact that we're talking about it and watch what you do when you talk to people. Again, people don't care until they know you care. People don't want to know what you have to sell until they know you care. Well, if you're looking at somebody and you're looking for the next person to come in the room or you're distracted by every little thing, then guess what? You're not giving that person who's sharing one of the most precious things they have on earth with you, which is their time, the amount of respect that you need to share with them to convey to them that you're the type of person that they want to get to know, that they want to get to like, that they want to get to trust. And you're also destroying your VCP. What's VCP? Visibility, credibility for profitability. If the visibility that you're giving is not credible, then you're not going to get the profitability. Yes, you're going to run into people every now and then that want your product, need your product, and buy your product. However, one sale, ladies and gentlemen, in normal cases, will not definitely put you in the area of business success, unless you're selling multi-million dollar or $100,000 products on a regular basis. Most of us are going to grow our business. Most of us are going to leave our legacies. Most of us are going to do the things that we need to be successful in business if we are able to get numbers of people to actually buy our product, numbers of people to feel as though we're the go-to people. And how do you do that? You do that by building rapport. How do you build rapport? By respecting people, by being a person of quality, by being a giver yourself, by giving and not expecting anything in return, by doing things that are supposed to be done and doing them in a certain way, doing those things in a certain way, which, of course, leads you to success. There are a phenomenal lot of books. There are a phenomenal number of books out there that talk about business, business networking, how to network, eye contact, all of these different areas, and all of these areas are important. But I'm trying to express to each person today is that when you meet with somebody, it's important. I mean, how important is eye contact when you're networking? It's very important. It's very crucial. And the answer is easy to ask, and if you want to ask somebody that definitely is a phenomenal business person and a phenomenal success, one of those people would be Sir Richard Branson, the owner of Virgin. You know, in an article that I was reading that Dr. Ivan Meisner put out, again, the founder and chairman of BNI, he was talking about how in one particular meeting or event he was there, plus Richard Branson, plus his son. And he was talking about how Mr. Branson, who is a billionaire, probably a couple of times over, was listening to Ivan's son. Now, Ivan's son is not grown. Ivan's son doesn't have a business, to the best of my knowledge. You know, Ivan and his wife, they don't have, their child doesn't have a business. All right? His father is Ivan Meisner, which is, again, pretty huge in itself. But the point was is that there was no market value in Sir Richard Branson or Richard Branson giving him his undivided attention, giving this teenager his undivided attention. There was no gain for him in the sense of making any money. There was no gain for him in the sense of, you know, Ivan Meisner Jr. was going to, you know, be his next conquer in growing Virgin Atlantic or growing the business as a whole. However, Richard Branson gave young Mr. Meisner his total, uninterrupted, and complete attention. He also gave him constant eye contact. Now, I know a lot of people don't really understand the meaning of that, but at that particular point, young Mr. Meisner understood, felt, and knew that he was being listened to, that every word that was coming out of his mouth was being heard, that everything that Mr. Branson was saying to him, he was saying to him and watching him. He was conscious of what was going on. They were having an actual conversation. A lot of people aren't really having a conversation. They're almost like talking heads. They say what the other person they believe wants to hear. They say what they think sounds good to them. They're not really speaking of anything with any content that has any purpose. They're speaking with either their memory, as in they're just spouting off, you know, their little speech. They're just spouting off their little rote memory presentation for what they do, and they're also not listening. And because they're not listening, what they're not only missing is part of the conversation is the clues that they need to hear and that I need to hear and that you need to hear in order for us to actually be engaged, for us to actually be in the conversation, for us to actually be vested in the conversation and relationship that we're trying to grow with this person. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you can only fake it for so long. You know, you constantly hear people talking about fake it till you make it. Don't fake it till you make it. Be you. Be original, because guess what? An act is hard to follow. An act is hard to keep up. And if an act isn't you, then guess what? It's not real, and people can see phony a mile away. They may not get it the first day. They may not get it the second day. They may not get it the third. But eventually they get it. And when they do get it, now what happens? Are you out, and are you out for the count? Is everything that you said to them now suspect? Are you suspect? Is your character suspect based on this person? You know, you need to be, we need to be, I need to be, we all need to be interested in what the individual is saying. And in order to be interested, you have to present to the person and show the person that whatever it is that they're saying, how they're saying it, their mannerisms, their facial expressions, their tonality, all of those things, their body posture, their hand movements, all of these things are interesting. Too many of us are so busy trying to be interesting that we forget to be interested. And those people that are interesting are people that don't really get it. I mean, first off, and when I say interesting, I mean, these are people that are trying to be interesting. They're trying to say the right things. They're trying to follow the trend. They're trying to be witty. They're not being themselves. So in turn, they're not being real. So what I'm saying to each and every person listening today is, one, be yourself. Two, try to find out as much as you can about the person and how you can be of service to them. Why? Because everybody wants something. Everybody's selling something. Even those of you that don't say you don't sell, even those of you that say you're not into sales, all of you, you're constantly selling. If you've got a girlfriend or boyfriend, you're selling. You sold yourself, all right? If you have a house, you're selling. You're buying. You're doing all of these different things. If you have a job, you had to sell yourself during what? The interview. That interview process was a selling process. You were trying to sell your abilities and skills so that you could get the job. When you went to college, when you took classes, when you learned a new thing, what were you doing? You were building your resume so that you were more of an appealing candidate for any job or any opportunity. You were doing what? You were selling. So for each and every person that wants to tell me that you don't sell, first off, that's bull hockey, all right? Or as my wife's grandfather would say, that dog shiggit, you're full of crap, all right? Selling is a natural part of life and in everything that you do. Those of you that are listening to the show right now, I'm selling to you. I'm not selling you a product. I'm selling you an idea. I'm expressing a concept to you and hopefully getting across to the individual that's listening that this is something that you need to put into your toolbox, and you've got some old tools that may be in there that are no longer of use. They're antiquated, all right? This isn't a hunt. This is about farming. This is about growing relationships. This is about building that VCP with every individual that you meet. It's not about, you know, I'm going to get this person, I'm going to get that person, or that's my next target. It's about your clients and growing your relationships. Is everybody going to be your client? Of course not. Is everybody meant to be your client? Of course not. Does your service or product fit everybody? No, it doesn't. However, the people that it does fit are the people that you need to share it with. But these people need to be people that want to hear and want to know about what you do. You asking a person what's their business isn't a prelude to you now telling them what your business is. Okay? You asking them about their business is not a setup so that you can now ask them what or tell them what you do. The whole thing is, again, about growing relationships, about creating a foundation, about nurturing and farming and weeding the weeds and turning the soil and rotating the crop and proper irrigation and all of those things. Those are things that are going to make you a person that each person that you run into sees a value. Because guess what? That person that's not doing business with you today and may not do business with you tomorrow, if you set if you made a real impression on them, a quality impression that you were a quality person with quality products, with knowledge, that cared. Notice I said that cared and was interested in them, they're going to be more apt to remember you, to remember what you do, to think of things that maybe be able to help you, to be of service to you, your business, your goals, and your success. The goal is to help as many people as you possibly can. You know, I constantly quote Mr. Ziegler when he said that, you know, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll have everything that you want. That's really true. You know, today I went to a networking event I'm in the Washington, D.C. metro area, and I went to Maryland to a location called Smartly Spaced to an organization's event called Small Business CEO, where Glenn Garnes runs it. Well, Glenn is a phenomenal person. He's also a phenomenal networker. But Glenn is one of those people that always wants to be of service. He's always trying to help other people out. And even though he does charge for his services, he gives a lot of his knowledge and expresses a lot of concern for the individuals that he works with and does that for free. Why does he do that? He does that because by him getting a better understanding of how you are and what you do, he can get a better understanding of how he may be able to help you or other people in his network that he also wants to support. And by him knowing more about you and what you do, he can maybe point some of those people that are more apt to be able to help you or that are more equipped to help you to be able to help you. That's huge. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is not just about you, okay? There's another show that comes on. Glenn has a show, and also there's another two gentlemen that have a phenomenal show, all right? Business Builders, okay? Business Builders and also another two gentlemen, Business Negotiators One. They have a show on Blog Talk. These are gentlemen that are sharing years of knowledge, quality information, the want, the need, and the desire to be of service. But the key is that it's quality information. They care about what they're telling you. They're telling you stuff that they know works. They're talking to people and bringing people on their shows that are giving you information that can help you turn your own business around or that can point you into the direction or make you look at things that you may not have been open to listen to before because your mind wasn't ready for it. You know, they say that when the student is ready, a teacher will appear. Well, guess what? There's hundreds and thousands of business negotiators, ones out there, you know, with Alan and his partner that can actually help you to grow your business, with Glenn Garns and the people that he knows and other people that can actually help you to reach the goals that you want to reach. But sometimes you have to step out of your hole. Some people say step out of your box. I don't really think it's a box. I think a lot of people are in a hole. They're not moving. They can't see the light because they're too far down in the tunnel, but they're scared to move. They're scared to take the step to the next level. They're scared to go forth and actually do the things that they were meant to do, that you were put on this earth to do. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you will hear me say 1,000 times that there's greatness within each and every one of us, and that is true. But in order for you to experience your greatness, you have to want to experience the greatness and then do what is necessary to take the steps to get where you need to get. Is an education a great thing? Yes, it's a great thing. But is a formal education necessarily necessary? It may not be. I don't know your path. I don't know your skills. I don't know your passion. And I don't know how much sincerity you're going to put into it or how much energy you're going to put in what you need to put into. So I'm telling each and every person I talk to, you need to do anything and everything that you can to build yourself, to build your network, to become the individual that you need to be. And that is going to be a constant evolution. None of us know it all. None of us are perfect. None of us have all the answers. Life is a constantly changing and evolving process. You know, I spoke with a young lady that I met today, and she was talking about We'll See. Well, I understand We'll See, and she's doing some great things. However, the positive mindset will set you up for the positive events. The other things that may not be positive that happen in your life, the other events that come up that may get in your way, those are part of the process. That's part of the growth. That's part of the development. Eye contact. Learn to have eye contact. When you talk to anybody, have eye contact. When you walk the streets, have eye contact. Okay? When you're dealing with people, you need to have eye contact. You also need to be respectful. You also need to be courteous. You also need to speak with people with the proper tone and in the proper manner. Treat everyone better than you want to be treated. And then guess what? You'll probably do just fine, all right? Because none of us know what's in another person's mind. So if you treat a person better than you want to be treated, unless, again, you've got some other issues to where, you know, you like being beaten and cursed at and spoken to with disrespect, then don't treat people like that. Still treat people a lot better than you want to be treated. But my mindset, my want to express to you is that you need to learn to make eye contact. You need to treat that person that's standing in front of you like nothing else in the world exists except them. Okay? If the person is insane, then guess what? You treat them like they are the most interesting, insane person that you've ever met until they are no longer in front of you, and then stay away from them. Okay? But you never know who can help you. You never know who can be of service. It doesn't matter if it's the sanitation man. It doesn't matter if it's a bum on the street. It doesn't matter if it's some 90-year-old grandmother. Do the best that you can do with what you have, and then when you think about that, try to do a little bit better. Try to give a little bit more of yourself. Be open to develop. Be open to grow. Continue in whatever way that means for you. But understand that no matter how many degrees you have, that means nothing. We are all developing. We are all growing, and we are all at the point in our lives, no matter where you are, no matter what your age is or what your financial position is, where you can contribute to somebody. Doesn't matter if you're retired. If you're retired, you've got a wealth of knowledge that you can share with somebody else that's trying to grow their business. If you're retired, you can share a wealth of knowledge with somebody that doesn't have anybody to talk to. Ladies and gentlemen, who you are is who you present yourself to be. However, it's who you are when you get up in the morning, and it's who you are when you go to bed at night. It's who you are on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So all I'm asking each one of you to do is walk the walk and talk the talk. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you are going to go someplace, go there. If you have a dream, Don't wait for somebody else to make that dream come a reality. Make it a reality yourself. Understand that you're going to trip, you're going to fall. But if you fall on your, fall on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. And I got that from Les Brown. Anyway, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. I want to thank you and everyone for listening and for continuing to support and listen. Every time you listen to the show, it really helps me to understand that the message that we're sharing is a good, a useful, and a positive message that is actually helping people. So we're always welcome for comments. If you really like the show, please feel free to share the show with other people. And again, I would also like to thank Rich Sister, who constantly listens to the show and is always an avid supporter, along with, again, Business Negotiators One. Alan, you're a great guy. And ladies and gentlemen, we are real. We are ourselves, and we are consistent with our message and with what we have to share. And we're going to continue to try to bring you great information and great shows as long as we possibly can. And that's going to be as long as we possibly can. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show, wishing everybody much success and much happiness. And as you go through life, understand we all have something to give. You have something to give. So stop hiding it. Stop not sharing it, and start sharing those positive and useful things. Because guess what? The cure to cancer is sitting in some grave. If you've got that cure, let you share it with the world so that we can relieve the world of some of the drama that we're going through and some of the hurt and pain that could be fixed by you just living your dream and making this place a better place. If there hadn't been an Edison, we may not have had a light bulb that we know now. If there hadn't been a whole bunch of other people, inventors and great thinkers and minds, a lot of the things that we enjoy today wouldn't exist. You could be one of the people that has that knowledge and those gifts. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you again and take care.